unless they look like Mick Jagger. I'm talking about everybody
getting... All right. That's a good song.
That is
still
a good song.
I wish she would make more music. Actually, I have a lot of Kesha songs on my running playlist.
I figured it was coming.
Do you mean to say that I repeat myself a lot when it comes to songs like that?
Okay. Not at all.
Other things I do repeat a lot.
Sometimes.
Like when I was in a motion picture.
Yes.
And a Marine.
Yes. And now?
A Merit Award winner for Come See Me.
There you have it.
That one is true. That one did happen.
Well, they're all true.
That is true. I just embellished the other stories a little more.
Creative. Maybe you should start with that one now.
Okay. Yeah. I'll do that one. Okay. 8:11 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We are looking at 49 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app.
We also want to say good morning to those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live.
Ashley said it best, for a town that's sort of small, and we call it the Peninsula City.
They got a lot going on.
Referring to Tiga K. You've made a lot of headlines recently. Gretchen Kaler is with the city of Tiga K. She swings by these microphones once a month to let us know what's going on. Good morning to you, Gretchen.
Good morning.
Well, what we always enjoy about you, no subject is off the table.
That's right.
And we have talked about the culling of the deer.
Mm-hmm.
I think now for more than a year,
mm-hmm.
we could probably go back in our archives and we've done it longer. So the fact that the culling of the deer is happening and people are still scratching their heads, to me is a little confusing, because on this show, we've talked about it almost every time you've come on the show. But the culling of the deer is happening.
Correct.
Let's explain what that means, and once again, for folks who might just be joining us for the first time, how we got here.
So this is not a new problem, and I've been here for about a year with council. So we decided this was the first step in our wildlife management plan. So the first step was to work with the USDA to bring in contractors to cull a small portion of the herd. That originally looked like 80 that council approved and DNR approved. And recently, I believe it was last week, DNR approved an extra 80 to bring us to a total of 160. So that 160 is going to be culled in two processes. We had a process begin on Monday, the 22nd, and a second process will begin on February 5th. So it's not, you know, 2 weeks of culling every night, all night. It's two separate processes of a few days. And that is happening on the golf course. And there's signs up. There's educational pieces online. We did a text message robocall system. We've done our news flashes, which is an email to residents. Signage is being placed around all of the golf course entrances to let folks and residents and the public and first responders and everybody know to stay off the golf course. And that's against city code 3448, which is also in place all year round. So we've covered a lot of bases.
So a couple of things, Gretchen. These are professionals.
Correct.
That have done this same thing in other cities that have a similar problem. So this is just not somebody who likes to hunt hired and they're just mowing down the deer everywhere, right?
I mean, right. Yeah, these are professionals from the USDA, and these group that we have are trainers. So they train other people to do this work as well. So mm-hmm. they've got years and years of experience doing these things.
And then how do you handle when people are worried for their safety? Well, I don't want to be out. What happens if I'm out walking my dog at dusk and I don't want to be hit by a bullet?
Well, you shouldn't be out walking your dog at dusk. And if you do, you know, we've got the trail that walks along Tiga K Drive. We've got Catawba Park's got a walking trail. We've got other areas that you're still able to get out. I know the weather's warming up, so we have places and locations you're still able to enjoy those things in the evening hours. We just ask that you stay off the golf course during this time.
And then how do you handle the playing the devil's advocate card? People are saying you spent, what, thousands of dollars on this, $94,000. What about the other methods that council could have looked at to cull these deer.
Right. So in December, we did the presentation on the birth control, the PZP method versus the culling. And we realized that at that time, culling was going to be less expensive. And so council voted that this is just the first step in the wildlife management program. There's still time in the spring, in the fall, throughout the year where we can decide what step is next. Council just voted that this is the first step to take. So no talks are completely off the table. There's still discussions happening. You know, there's still plenty of resources and things that we can look at moving forward with the rest of the plan.
And after this is done, so you said the first batch is 80, is that correct?
Hopefully, yes.
So what happens to those deer and where does the meat go? What happens after the process is over?
So once they, I guess, for lack of better terms, cull or have a deer within on the golf course, once that's taken care of, that deer is removed and it goes to a processing center. And once it's processed at the processing center, it'll go to a food pantry or soup kitchens or things like that in our local area.
Do you know, Gretchen, so it was on Monday of this week. Do you know if they got 80 deer?
I doubt they've got all 80.
Yeah, I didn't think so. If they did, boy, they
right.
are.
Right, they are.
Really good at their job, for sure.
I don't have a number, but I know it's not 80.
So they're not doing it did you say they're not doing it every single night, or they are doing it every single night?
Not every single night. Perfect. Like, it's not happening on the weekends.
Okay.
But it's happening a few days throughout the week, and then once this process is done, it'll begin back February 5th, and we'll give residents plenty of notice when that second process begins.
Well, this is a hot-button issue. Again, we have spent the last year talking about it because we knew that when this process happened, people would still be upset. And, you know, it's fine that people love animals. It's great. It's also great that, you know, the animals sometimes can also become a hindrance. And,
right.
you know, if the deer are taking over your city, and apparently that's what was happening more than anyone else. And I took a caller the other day that was upset and said, why can't you just move the deer? Well, you're kind of landlocked there in TGK, right? I mean, once they get there.
Yeah. And there's been conversations with experts across the board for different government agencies that say, like, capturing and moving the deer is even more harmful. So that, you know, was something that we took into consideration. And like Crosby mentioned, our chief of police, he said, you know, we understand that people are divided on this issue and not everyone's going to be on the same page about everything, but we are all on the same page about the safety of any of these steps that we take in the wildlife management plan.
I think that's important to point out because I believe, I can't speak for everyone, but I guess the people we've interacted with and just your own imagination, you see – I guess the Hollywood version of people dressed all in black with like scopes and they're just shooting at random. But again, these are professionals
Correct.
That have done this before in other similar cities.
Mm-hmm. And explain to the listeners, if we didn't do this process, what that would mean for TKK.
Any of the processes.
I mean, what would that look like? And what were the safety issues that even got us here?
It's just a continual growth of the population. You know, if you're not doing anything to bring down the herd or use birth control or cull or move them or whatever else, you're just growing the population and we become overgrown. I know some people have talked about the health of the herd. That's a big issue. Some people try to take, you know, management plans into their own hands, which is not something that we encourage at all. Some people feed the deer. That's something that we have a city ordinance against, you know. There's just a lot of things into it, and so city council realized something has to be done, and this was the first step.
I know you grew up on a farm or in the country. I did as well, and again, you love all animals, but they do serve a purpose.
Right.
And, you know, historic Bradensville has still got a program called Everything But the Oink, where every week they're showing residents how the descendants used every bit of that animal to live. By and on. And the same thing with deer. I mean, animals are animals. It is the circle of life. Things happen. We love Bambi, but if they're impacting your day-to-day life and causing problems and issues, I mean,
and it's a, and it's,
something
it's,
needs
it's
to happen.
It's a small, I mean, really, I wasn't being like facetious when I said that. It is a small community. I mean, it's not, I mean, how many square miles is,
I think we're a bit about five.
Yeah. I mean, so, I mean, I know that there's even more, but in a 5 mile radius to know that there's 160 deer that, you know, need to mm-hmm. be removed, and there's still more. Like, that's a lot. I mean, yeah. that's a lot of deer in one space. So,
and that's not all of them.
Right. Yeah, that's not just, even all 1,100.
Yeah, it's just making I mean, a dent in them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Boy. So, oof. Well, Gretchen, is there any other headlines you want us to know from TKK? Oh, yeah, you named your leaf vac
yeah,
truck winners.
Yeah, we finally did.
Yeah, why don't you announce those and just explain again how we got here.
So that was a conversation I had with our Parks and Recreation director and our deputy city manager. They were like, hey, like, you know, a good idea for content might be like naming the leaf vac trucks. And I was like, I don't know. And so they're like, no, it's going to do really well on social media. And it took off. We had thousands of reactions within like 18 hours. So we had five names. We had people submit a bunch of names. We narrowed it down to five. And then we had Facebook vote on those five names. And so the two winners for our two leaf vac trucks are Mr. Snuffleupagus and Leafy McSuckface. And so hopefully soon you'll see those magnets or stickers up on the leaf vac truck.
That's fantastic. Funny. And yeah. Gretchen handles a lot of the social media accounts and the websites and all the other digital parts of the city. So that falls right in her alley. That's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we'll build, you know, morale within the city. People get behind it. And clearly it sounded like they did. So don't let the deer situation divide your city. It is what it is. These are animals. They do have a lifespan like we all do on Earth. So just keep that in mind. And if you've got questions, go back and listen to the presentation you all gave in December.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it will answer some of your questions. If you have more questions, reach out to your city council rep. Have them explain to you exactly the method. And at the end of the day, there is a final decision, and it is the decision. It might not be the That's one right. that you wanted. You have to respect that decision, and if you didn't like it, maybe you should run for city council and maybe make the change moving forward. But that's the only thing. But there are a lot of things that get passed that I don't love, but at the end of the day, that's the final say-so. And once they gavel it in, it's the period at the end
Gotta
of the sentence.
Got to go with it.
Got to
right.
go.
And this is just the first step.
Yeah.
So
you could change, too. Nothing's set in stone.
Correct. Yeah. It's not. We haven't set anything that this is an annual thing. This is just the first step that we're taking.
Okay. Hopefully we got all of the culling of the deer questions out of the way. Never in a million years did I ever think I would be talking about culling of the deer as much as we have. But it's job security for all of us. All right. Thanks, Gretchen.